This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of What's On Your Mind is on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. So glad to have you tuned in for another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains that we call What's On Your Mind for a very important reason. We're more interested in finding out what's on your mind than telling you what's on ours. And there's one way that happens. When you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and tell us. That's one way. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. You love the text, don't you, Todd? They're pouring into Todd morning and night.
Go for it.
Exactly. Folks have even decided to, you know, I can't compete with all those texts, so now I'm going to Facebook message Todd. Listen to this message the listener sent him. Christopher Carlson said, hey, could you give me a big shout-out in your program, What's On Your Mind Today? I'm a big fan of yours and the K-Fire Radio Network. How about that? Christopher Carlson, there is your shout-out.
There you go.
You bet. And you can Facebook message Todd and I, and that's the one other way to get your voice heard or get a shout-out. But the text, 701-226-8503. The ancient email is still available to you as well, if you'd like to use that antiquated mode of communication. Isn't that sad?
Well, wait a minute. Actually, you know, if you want antiquated, you can still fax the show. I've been in radio so long, I remember we used to do fax contests, whoever could fax us first.
Or you could go the Buffalo Commons route and actually send us something in the mail. Wow!
True.
That'd be something, yeah.
Well, and I did have somebody actually drive by my other show with a question one time. I actually drove to the station to ask the question in person. I guess you could always do that.
So email is studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We actually prefer you call, and when you do, and you can do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. And you two options when you do that. Press 1 to leave a message, 2 to chat with us live on the air. Okay, on the program today, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the full hour. Now, a lot of times when Congressman Cramer comes on the program, we get a lot of calls at the end of the hour. They sort of stack up at the end of the hour. We're not able to get everybody in. So we like them early. So can we do this? Can you give me, I love you all, the fine listeners of this program, and the only thing I want for Christmas from you is for you to call early in the program today, okay? So any questions you have for Congressman Kevin Cramer, get them in early, starting at the top of the next hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're going to tell you a little bit about a project we're working on. That's Congressman Cramer and I, to get some of the presidential candidates on the phone and chat with you. So we'll do that and today on the program. But I imagine most of the conversation today will be related to the omnibus spending bill that has a lot of folks buzzing about, you know, things we don't like in the bill. And Congressman Cramer has talked about things he likes in the bill, but we'll give you a chance to talk about things you don't like and give Congressman Cramer a chance to talk a little bit about that today on the program. So remember that. Later this hour, we're going to chat with a gentleman from an organization that goes all across the country talking about the Muslim faith and Sharia law. And Usama Dakdak, he is the founder of Straight Way of Grace Ministry. Now, we have been efforting through conversations with local members of the Muslim community, as well as national experts. Yesterday's guest, Brigitte Gabriel, who has concerns, largest grassroots organization, said, look, there's moderate moderate Muslims everywhere. Absolutely. However, there are also individuals who follow chapter and verse of what the Quran teaches, and if you follow it chapter and verse, you mean your neighbor harm, okay? But she is sort of, I would say, in the middle of this conversation, of at least the three people I'm describing right now, because our guest today believes if you're Christian, your job is to convert people of the Muslim faith to Christianity, because he believes the Muslim faith, if you subscribe to it, means you want harm to others. All right? So we're going to, again, hear another perspective today. And we have one more to come, and it is someone that is a scholar on the Muslim faith who would subscribe to the theory that, you know, this is all ridiculous, and very much similar to to the guest we spoke with from the local Muslim community that said, those terrorists, they're as un-American as you get. I'm American first, Muslim second. So anyway, all of this at your request, post San Bernardino. So enjoyed it very much. Let's see here. Oh, John Bain from Aberdeen wants a shout out. All right,
there
John,
you go.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. And we also have a text here from Mike, who wants free Cloverdale bacon for everybody. Boom, he says. Free bacon for all, huh?
I don't have any problem with that. Cloverdale may be thinking, well, we got to pay our people somehow.
Yeah, I was going to say
that, but
sure, it's going to work. I'll have to give T.J. Russell a call and see what he thinks.
If we're going to give out free anything, it ought to be bacon.
But I will bet Mike is saying that because he really loves. He loves bacon.
He does.
I don't mind it one bit. It's really good stuff. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
So good. In fact, if you shop at Hugo's location, say if you're in Jamestown, Grand Forks, Grafton, East Grand Forks, Thiefer, Falls, I could go on and on. And to find a Hugo's location, you get some great savings right now on 1 pound packs of bacon, as well as the Cloverdale teardrop ham. Really good for you.
Makes a great Christmas gift, too.
Exactly right. all right, so we got the shout-outs out of the way, and others welcome. Tell us.
Oh, now somebody wants to give a shout-out to my dog. My dog's nickname is Captain Underbite, because sometimes his lip gets a little, you know, rolled up, and then it looks like he's got this big underbite.
Right.
So we call him Captain Underbite. So now I get a text, hey, how about a shout-out for Captain Underbite? Wow. He's wondering, will we actually do shout-outs? Yeah, we actually do these things.
Well, we've just proven that, yeah. Facebook message, text, calls.
Fax.
Emails. Yeah, fax. Snail mail. Go to it. Fox News has a new poll out, and I want to talk about some actual news here today on the program, folks. And you can, while you're giving us your shout-outs, tell me what you think of this new poll. Donald Trump has a 39%, a new high for him in this Fox News poll. And the next three folks, which would be Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Ben Carson, combined don't have what Donald Trump has in his top number. Bill Kristol, the Weekly Standard, I think fairly could be described as a member of the Republican establishment, okay? He's kind of that old guard Republican, and I like Bill Kristol, actually, do a lot. And agree with him often when I read the Weekly Standard. But he's a, you know, conservative, good voice out there. But very much of the Republican establishment and against the Trump momentum. He actually tweeted out yesterday something to the effect of, get ready for Trump to win the nomination, and the Republican Party is no more. It's his. It's Trump's. And let's do it. What's the new name of our new party? I mean, this is Bill Kristol of the Republican establishment talking about a third party, but saying we're leaving the Republican Party. All of that to me means, and the staying power of Donald Trump in these polls, that there's a very strong possibility, I would argue at this point probably better than half and half, that Donald Trump is the nominee. Do you take that as good news or bad news? And will you take your ball and go home? Because what's interesting here is, remember that first debate when Bret Baier said, raise your hand if you're going to be loyal and support whoever the Republican nominee is? That'll be interesting to see, all right, if Donald Trump's the guy, all the other folks, do they say, oh, I'm out of here, I'm not going to be loyal? So I'm curious. What do you think of this? And do you believe there's a better than 50% chance that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. I mean, we're at the end of December here. We're closing in on Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, and there's real staying power. And if you don't like this, and I have to say there's a part of me that doesn't like it. There's a part of me that really likes it. There's a part of me that doesn't like it. Part of me that doesn't like it is that I would like more substance behind the reason for him winning. But I'll set that aside for a moment. You know who is responsible for the incredible story of Donald Trump? The Republican Party.
Well, I was going to guess Donald Trump, but...
The Republican Party owns this. I mean, Donald Trump, you know, has built his brand pretty well and you know, can hop on the stage pretty well. But the reason he's doing as well as he is because the establishment has been so ineffective. The party's been so ineffective. He's filling that vacuum. It's my take. I want yours. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Let's go.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'd like to tell you about a special place that you need to consider when making your end-of-year donations, the Ann Carlson Center. Dr. Ann Carlson was born without forearms or lower legs. Yet in spite of these limitations, she challenged the nation to reevaluate the status of folks with special needs, while inspiring countless others to believe anything is possible. Now the legacy lives on. Today, the Ann Carlson Center assists thousands of individuals and families throughout North Dakota, providing a continuum of care for all ages and abilities in seven different locations. Friends, this extraordinary place and the remarkable people they serve are worthy of your support. Plus, nearly 90 cents of every dollar you donate goes directly to the programs and services they provide, which are truly changing the lives of individuals in your community. Visit anncarlson.org today and find out more. Click the donate button and see how your generosity can really pay off at tax time. That's anncarlson.org. Anncarlson.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert Cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, Covert Cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Pre-Christmas Eve edition. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll be here for the Christmas Eve edition. National Weather Service will be here. Sean Paul going to stop by from the Bismarck National Weather Service office. Looking forward to that. Kep Neewan from the North Dakota Highway Patrol will be here. Keep that going. I like that Christmas music. It's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Scrooge. Don't be cutting out our Christmas music here.
Playing to us. Yeah.
Kind of a rock and country kind of thing.
We will not be here Christmas Day. Pat Finkin in for me on Monday. I'm on daddy duty. And then Tuesday, I'll be back with you. And looking forward to it. So, should be fun. Tomorrow on the program, Senator Hovind also on the 2016 omnibus spending bill, in addition to Lieutenant Niewand. I think I called him Luke Campton earlier. My bad. Let's see. Let's just get to the phones. By golly, we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and you'll find some great things they're doing in partnership with Toys for Tots and a lot of great, really taking care of people. I mean, I know there's stories out there, oh, times are bad. You know, it's certainly challenging times, no doubt about it, but a lot of good being done by a lot of companies, so keep tabs on that, NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. Myron on the road. You're first to go here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Myron.
Well, you're talking about Trump. Easily vote for him. Depending upon, though, if he picked Cruz for him, like VP, he'd be really good.
They certainly align well, and you saw that in the last debate. There was a little bit of a kumbaya there, so you're fired up about Trump.
Well, you know, I'm just so dissatisfied with the Republican Party, and I call them all the time, and they don't have any nards to pick up the ball and fight Obama, but that's another story. We could talk all day about that garbage.
Nards. Is that what you pull out of the back of a turkey? Never mind. Thanks for the call.
That's where you buy lumber.
Oh, yeah.
Nards.
Where are you going, nards? Paul Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott and Todd. How are you today?
Morning. Better now that you called. Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's what you tell me every time. Hey, I want to make a couple quick comments. The Trump deal, I'm behind him because that we need a shakeup, and I don't think special interest is going to run him. And that I like it. Every candidate has something you could find different faults about, but check me out for Trump vote. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention, did you happen to catch that interview with President Obama where they were interviewing him and he made a statement, the reason the Republican Party doesn't like him because he's a black president?
Well, I did, and I get so tired of those. I mean, he loves the race card, just loves it.
I couldn't believe he was pulling that again. And just in case anybody is listening in his party, the reason that the Republicans don't like him, because he's just a bad president, period.
Yeah, I've said before, the best thing about Barack Obama is that he's black. And, and I mean that. I mean, I thought that when he was elected. You know what? We broke a ceiling. That's cool. It's a neat story. But the way he uses it, the way he plays that card, the way... You know, I think the biggest disappointment I have in the liberal cause and the Democratic Party, they need victims. I mean, if they don't have victims, they don't have job security. So everybody's got to be a victim, and they love playing the victim card themselves. And I'm thinking, man, oh, lie, that makes me crazy. I mean, I'm sure there's many, many, many better parents in this audience than yours truly. But the one thing I've always tried to impart on our kids, you know what? You control your own circumstances. You're not a victim. What happened to my book where I didn't do my homework because he had to. No, you own it, right? And you're not a victim. You're not you go around thinking you're a victim. What an existence that is. Nice hearing from you, Paul. Another Paul in Moorhead on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling about Billy Crystal talking about leaving the Republican Party if Trump becomes the nominee. Well, there are so many of us that I've left the Republican Party. I will not vote Republican again, not for a regular Republican. That's why Trump has gained so much ground, because of the anger of those of us who have for years argued the point that there is a difference between Republicans and Democrats. Right now, there isn't. They're on the same road, going the same direction, just at slightly different speeds. And if the Republican Party wants to go into the Democrat Party, they're losing their people. That's my thoughts.
There's some interesting take there, Paul, and I agree with you. I think that's, you know, what's funny is Donald Trump leading the polls was giving staunch Republicans, I should say the Republican establishment, if you will, that wing fits. And they're the reason for it. They own it because of exactly what you said and the frustration that's out there. So, Donald and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. I'd like to talk about this executive order thing. Lawmaking. I don't think it's an accident that the first thing after the preamble to our Constitution says that all lawmaking power is with the Congress. Now, what has been done in Section 2, Article 3, there's a sentence in there. It says that the president is to faithfully execute the laws that have been passed.
Yeah.
That's part of the sentence there, faithfully execute all the laws that have been passed. That has been twisted to give the president power to make law. And what I'd like to see is some national lawmakers get up on their hind legs and say, look, you have twisted the meaning of that. Stop already. We are going to make the laws.
Good idea, Donald. That ought to be a challenge constitutionally. Wayne and Williston, you're next on the What's on Your Mind Radio Network on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, you know, the man who got me, President Reagan, this man was hated and despised by the Republican Party and the establishment. We are seeing the exact same phenomenon with Donald Trump. I prefer Ted Cruz, but you know what? I think Donald Trump has the cojones to do what needs to be done to fix this country.
Cojones, that's what's in the back of the turkey.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nards is where you buy lumber. Yeah.
Right. And then the cojones is the Spanish version for Spanish turkeys. Anyway, they're Hispanic, I guess.
Yeah, Hispanic. That's the proper term. Spanish.
Spanish.
Mexican.
Right. Yeah. Wayne, I hear you. No, you're exactly right. I mean, well said. So, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Love hearing from our listeners. And the only thing I would say different that I see, you're absolutely right. Ronald Reagan was despised by the Republican establishment. In that sense, Donald Trump being despised makes you say, well, they were wrong then, maybe they're wrong now. Ronald Reagan's appeal was his words, right? All those commentaries, what he stood for, all the work he did nationally, making the case. Trump, not so much.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them. 701-347-2727.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Why the Democratic Party is in trouble, especially Hillary. My mom, I have a mother and a brother who have been staunch Democrats for many years. They're not going to vote for Hillary. As a matter of fact, my brother, who is a staunch Democrat, is talking about voting for Donald Trump. So there is change going on in the country. Donald Trump, for sure, is very popular. I think a lot of what he says is taken out of context, and that's all it is. You know, that's the what a person comes up against when they're running for president. They're going to get all kinds of criticism and things are going to be pulled out of context. But my main reason for calling today is to say, hey, there's hope. Because I have family members who have been staunch Democrats for many years who were changed their mind. So there you go, Democrats. Get ready. It's going to be a tough one for you.
Hope and change is finally coming, right?
That's really interesting. And I think there's something to that. I really do. I think that's one of the reasons these national polls are a little bit different than some of the Iowa, you know, New Hampshire polls that you see regarding Trump. But the national polls bring, you know, is people new to the political process? Is Democrats crossing over? I think there's a lot. I think that's part of the Trump factor. However, if you want Hillary Clinton defeated in November, then what do you care? You want him drawing folks like, you know, the relatives this fellow's talking about, you know? So it makes a lot of sense. Anyway, that's the big news today. We're going to continue to follow. We'll talk a little bit about the presidential race with Congressman Kevin Cramer as well next hour, and a lot on the omnibus spending bill. So stay tuned for all of that as we continue on the program today. Our next guest has crisscrossed the nation and speaking out about the Muslim faith, talking about the Quran. He has had some controversial appearances in Grand Forks, controversial in that some people wanted him banned. He ultimately was able to speak there, but some people suggested it, and others said, "What? You know, free speech isn't alive and well." And so you might have seen him on Chris Berg's show on Valley News Live, Point of View, which, by the way, I'll be on the panel for the Christmas Eve edition of Point of View. I think that's tonight or tomorrow. I forget which, when you can watch that. But anyway, check that out. But you've seen him there, and you've certainly read about him in North Dakota media as well. And because we started a conversation at your request, you being our listeners, to examine the Muslim faith a little bit post-San Bernardino to say, wait a minute, what's the deal? We started with a member of the Islamic Society of North Dakota, interfaith community, a doctor locally, to say, oh, I got to go to a mosque. Here's what I do. Talk with my friends about what our kids are doing and enjoy the food. It's ridiculous. Don't believe in Sharia law. Don't believe in, any of the things that these people do in San Bernardino. In fact, here's what I believe is in the Quran. You kill one, you kill all. All right? That was one view. Brigitte Gabriel was on with us yesterday, and she believes there are moderate Muslims, but she also believes that if there are people truly living the Quran, that they in fact cannot be peaceful, because that's what it teaches. And Osama has taken up an effort of evangelizing the Muslim population and asking them to consider the Christian religion. So a lot of different views here, and we appreciate all of them. Osama Dakdak, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate you being here today on the program. Tell us a little bit about how you came to have the position that you do. I know you spent some time in Egypt, but that's about all I know. So tell me how you came to your beliefs.
Well, I believe it is all about education. It's all about studying. Have the American people just simply read the Quran, they'll figure out all this propaganda which you hear. But I pray the Lord that I grew up in a Christian home in Egypt, and I learned about Islam all the years of my life up to college, where I studied Sharia, Islamic law. And believe it or not, when I sit and listen to people talk, even our dear friend Brigitte Gabriel talking about moderate Muslim, I cannot help but to cry, not water, but blood. Because here is a woman coming from Lebanon who knows there is no such a thing as a moderate Islam, and she's pretending that there is moderate Muslim. How can you have a moderate Muslim when there is no moderate Islam? As you talk to somebody else who talked about killing one is killing all.
That okay, the person you're referring to, a doctor, a member of the Muslim community here, and she came on, and actually we had her on two segments because there were so many calls with questions for her. But you're saying she's not a moderate Muslim, that she's lying to us?
Let me prove it to you my point here. If you open Quran chapter 5, verse 32, which sadly was invented by Mr. Bush. For the first time in my life, I see Mr. Bush is used as a prophet among the Muslims when he misquoted the Quran by really taking the first one third out of the verse. And that is the verse which that lady is using and everybody else is using. Quran chapter 5, verse 2. Have you opened the Quran, sir, and read it? You see
no.
This.
I mean, I'm guilty as charged. I've not gone through a chapter and verse. I've seen a lot of people say, no, that's your English interpretation or whatever. But I'm curious. I want to learn. It's a different perspective. But
that's
so
it.
I'm saying
that's
when Dr. What, Dr. And her, I should refer to her by her name. It's Dr. Fazia Hader. What I'm saying is, you may be correct in your interpretation of it, but
there's no interpretation, my friend. There's no interpretation. You just read the verse. That's
okay.
The problem with you media people when you know nothing about Islam and you bring those who call themselves moderate and they literally are screwing verses out of the Quran and you allow them to say it and that's it. That's what the American people hear.
Let me say it a different way. I think what Dr. Hader was saying is that isn't me. I believe you kill one, you kill all. And
that is
propaganda.
Let me tell you, that doctor of yours, which talk about modern Muslims, is Braxton Takeya. She knows the Quran very well. She knows the verse, and she's quoting the verse out of context. Half verse, and I'm going to read the verse to you and your wonderful audience to learn the truth from
okay.
the Quran, not from me or from that lady. Let me quote the verse for you, if you don't mind. Quran,
sure.
Chapter 5, verse 32, which states, "For this reason we inscribe for the children of Israel that this is the portion which nobody among the moderate Muslim will read. Because if you read that verse, now you figure out that Allah here is speaking to the Jews, not to the Muslims, not to the Mohammedan." And 5:32 is a very powerful verse in the Quran. And you have to understand that is a made-up verse, like Muhammad made up so many verses in the Quran to talk about the Jews and the Christians. So does that verse talk about killing a person who did not commit a crime is like killing all people and saving the life of one person who did not commit a crime like saving the life of all people? That is a verse written about the Jews. Why not open the Quran and read chapter 5, verse 33, the following verse, which Muslims believe in, which states that to kill the people who do not believe in Islam, to behead them, to literally crucify them. You see, here's the problem. We are not telling the American people the truth. And when you bring somebody who is texting Takiyah, and by the way, let me tell you about Takiyah, Quran chapter 3 and verse 28. That is the reality of Islam. Quran chapter 3, verse 28, where Allah taught the Muslims.
Hey, can I ask you, Usama, before you do that, will you go back? I didn't completely understand the context of what you said earlier. So in other words, the you kill one, you kill all.
That is a verse written in Quran chapter 5 and verse 32.
But just what was missing? You were saying it was taken out of context. I missed what was missing. What was the part about Israel?
That is not a verse for the Mohammedan. That's not a verse for the Muslim. I can quote you so many verses in the Quran. If I will literally read all of them, you fall in love with Islam. Because there's a verse talk about the Christians. When they hear the Quran, their eyes are flowed with tears because they love it. Really? Which Christians? So Muhammad is putting a lot of propaganda in the Quran. And the sad thing is, these are verses no Muslim believing to be exist for them. But when you open Quran chapter 5 and verse 52, and guess what Allah said? I mean, this is what Allah said. It is written for the Muslim, no, for the Jews and the Christians. And that's a problem we have. It is not a verse. For this reason, we, Allah, inscribe for the children of Israel that he who kills a soul without a soul, which means he did not commit murder, or vandalize all the earth, so it will be only as though he had killed all the people, and that he who gives it alive, it will be as though he had given life to all the people. Can you imagine? That verse is written to the Jews as Muhammad claimed. But when you open the Bible today, you will never find that verse in the Bible. Now, Muhammad said, Jesus said, and Muhammad said, Moses said, in the Quran. You open the Bible, you never see Jesus said that in Quran chapter 19, the book of Maryam. Jesus spoke to the baby after he was born.
Is it possible that a large number of people who go to the mosque, you know, they're not into it. They don't have the level of knowledge you do. No.
That doctor you got, my friend, and every Muslim imam in America who's quoting that verse, they all purposely leave the first portion of the verse. It is not about sincere misunderstanding.
So
make you promote Islam to be the loving, peaceful religion.
Now, first of all, I believe you that there are a lot of people that would do that. Okay, I honestly do. That would say, hey, let me give you the happy talk from the Quran, and you pointed out it was Muhammadan propaganda in there. Okay, I get that, and I don't doubt there'd be people that say, see, we're fine, we mean you no harm. Now, I also believe there's got to be a lot of other people that aren't in that game. So, in other words, when this doctor. You know, and I have Muslim neighbors, you know, as well that are doctors. When they have lived there for, you know, 10, 15 years, men, nobody harm, going about their work. You mean to tell me when they say, hey, I'm an American first and a Muslim second. I'm here a productive man, that they're secretly planning to somehow convert all of us, and if we don't, we die.
Remember this way. Muslims and the world are two. Those who are Muslim deceived. And those who are Muslim deceiver. You will never, let me say it again, you will never have a Muslim on a radio show or a TV show who is deceived. They're all deceivers, sir. And the proof is very simple. Zudi Jasser, who's literally pretending to be a moderate Muslim, who inventing the word Islamist, which I don't know where this word come from. He's making it up. And that gentleman, we're daring him for the last 10 years for a debate, not just me. I can give you a list of 100 men and women who are daring him for a debate, and he refused to debate us. That is not a person who misunderstood the Quran or Naeem. That is a deceiver who's using the media in America and to do everything he can to make Islam, to print Islam, to be the loving, peaceful verse. And I'm proving to you, you invite this lady again and ask her to read Quran chapter 5, 32, which she's quoting for you, halfway through, and the following verse, 5:53. Now, let me read you 5:53.
Okay, I want to do that when we come back, because we're up against the break. So give me the other half that you tried to do earlier, and I interrupted you, so we'll give you a chance to do that on the program ahead of, after this break, rather. More on What's on Your Mind after a short time out. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work. It's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace. It's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person. And that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths, it's a person. And it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That's happening right now in automobile paint is really amazing. And the folks at Heedalls are right in the middle of it. Folks like Hillary Wald at the headquarters of Heedalls, working with auto body locations all across North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and South Dakota. I was talking to Hillary the other day. She's been, by the way, with Heedalls for like 36 years. And talking about how they'd use a spray lacquer in the enamels back when they first started. And now it's all about base coat, clear coats, and Euro stains. And you know, paint doesn't fade for like 15 years. And it's amazing. And, of course, they have it all. They have it all. They also, you know, hey, I want to match my paint. Incredible. There's cameras that take the picture and make the formula. There's like a $10,000 camera, you know, camera. So, really, they do it, and they do it right. It's amazing. By the way, Hillary's first car, 73 Nova. And I'd ask what color, because he's the guy getting the paints to all the, you know, Heedalls locations. Green metallic. And, of course, he repainted it, so you knew it would be there. Had a 307 in it there, so. Heat Alls has it. Not only the parts you need, the latest innovation on paints, but also great people like Hillary Wald, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. We continue on a pre-Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind. Christmas Eve tomorrow, so this is the Christmas Eve edition. Usama Dakdak is with us. He spends his life talking all around the country about the Islamic faith and has had many successes with the church that he has founded. That is called, by the way, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry, traveling throughout the United States, Canada, too, equipping Christians to be effective witnesses to their Muslim neighbors. So you wanted to tell me something, and I have another question for you. You were going to tell me that anybody that you wanted to have them read verse 5, chapter 32. Is that what it was?
Yep, 32. That is the one they read to us, missing the first opening of it, which is Allah is telling us, that is what I wrote for the Jews. That is what I prescribed for the Jews. Now, the following verse, 5:33, is what Allah writes to the Muslims.
So, do me a favor, Usama, say that one more time slower.
5:32, it is the verse written to the Jews, not to the Muslims, not to the Mohammedans. No Muslim believe in it and no Muslim practice it. Muhammad did not practice it. And not early Muslim have ever practiced it.
So this is Muhammad saying, hey, we tell the Jews, here's the deal, you kill one, you kill all. Absolutely. You save one, you save all. That's exactly what he's saying. Just go tell them that.
Yes. But here is what Allah is telling Muhammad to tell the Muslim in 5:33, which is the following verse, which states, surely the reward of those who war against Allah and his messenger, that is Muhammad, and go about to vandalize on the earth is only that they will be killed or crucified or have their hands and legs cut off on opposite sides or that they will be banished from the earth. Now, can you imagine now when you compare that verse to the previous verse? For the Jews, you don't kill somebody unless that somebody commits murder. For the Muslims, if anyone engage in war with Allah or Muhammad, if anyone insult Muhammad, if anyone insult Islam, if anyone will do anything, if you will not submit to Islam, if you who are listening to me right now will not say the Shahada, there is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. If you don't leave being an infidel and accept Islam, I must kill you, crucify you, cut your hand and legs, and banish you from the earth. And that's exactly what ISIS is doing. Listen to the words of Muhammad, the prophet of Islam.
So 532 is the... By the way, I'm going to take you up on this, and I'm going to ask our previous guest to do that. 532 is the first. What was the second one? What was the one?
The following verse. 533.
Okay, just the following verse. Got it.
Let me give something here quickly. Muhammad said, I have been commanded by Allah to engage in war with people. Now, take the word people out and put American. So here's the word of Muhammad. Because you are people. Are you people in this land? Or you're some animal? If you are animals, Muhammad is not talking about you. If you are people in America, here's what Muhammad said. I have been commanded by Allah to engage in war with the Americans until they say there is no God except Allah and I am the messenger of Allah. That is what is written on ISIS flag.
Okay, I only have a minute left, so I want to ask you this real quick. I was fortunate to be involved with some North Dakota National Guard soldiers in bringing an Iraqi family to North Dakota who remain here. And, got to know the kids at the time. They didn't speak a lot of English, but later done. Watched them growing up now the last number of years. You know what? They would say, yeah, I'm Muslim, but they would not tell you. They couldn't tell you anything about it. It doesn't. Don't you think there's a lot of people in that category that, yeah, I'm Muslim, but I'm not a practicing Muslim.
Yeah,
I don't live chapter and verse.
I give you an answer. Well, so is the 87 Muslim attack on America or a kind of attacks the last 14 years. The 19 hijackers, have you talked to them before September 11th? They will tell you the same thing. Muhammad Atta, he will tell you the same thing. Nizam Malik Hassan, who will tell you the same thing? The guy who did the shooting in California 2 weeks ago.
I understand. I don't believe you can say All of them mean to do us harm. I think your mission is noble.
The one who killed us in America will do the same thing. Why? Because the Brexit and Sakaya, Quran,
they're a deceiver, though. They're a deceiver. I don't think that means all of them are. I just don't want to go. We're going to continue this conversation, and I appreciate so much what you did. TheStraightWay.org to find out more about Usama's work. TheStraightWay.org. Heartbreak. Got to go.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Catholics the world over know the power of the Holy Mass. And now, just in time for Christmas, the website holy-post.com allows you an easy way to give your loved ones a Mass intention in their name. Mass is for healing, remembrance for a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a family member, gratitude, or any special occasion. There are many mobile Mass cards to choose from. It's affordable and supports the church, too. Send a treasured Christmas gift this year with the help of holy-post.com or download the app today.
Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Family Alliance as you celebrate with family and friends, rejoicing and sharing in the traditions that bring us together during this special season, a season of joy, celebrating the birth of Jesus when God became man. Here's hoping you can spend time with family by sharing a presence, enjoying that special meal, playing those fun games, just being together, sharing the love that we have because He came 2,000 years ago. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.